Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to the issue at hand today, let me extend a cordial invitation for you and your family to worship with us. First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295, on Sunday morning, May the 15th. We will have Mark 5 Quartet singing. They will be in concert with us at 10 o'clock that morning, and then we'll have the pulpit message. Let me let you just listen to a moment of some good gospel music to give you an idea of a sampling of the music that we'll have for us on that Sunday morning, May the 15th. Mark 5 Quartet, listen for a moment.
Someday we'll know.
Someday we'll know
all about the sorrow,
trouble and sorrow
in this land.
In this land down here below.
But we shall go.
But we shall go
all right tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little sample of the wonderful gospel singing that we'll have in store for us on Sunday morning, May the 15th. Service is starting at 10 o'clock that Sunday. And by the way, next Sunday, this coming Sunday, will be Mother's Day. We cordially invite you and your family to come worship with us as we honor mothers on Mother's Day. Wonderful opportunity for you to have moms, if your mom's still living, have mom with you to be in services to hear the Word of God as we see what God's Word says about mothers. If mom's not living or if mom's not in the city where you can, come with your family in honor of mom. Be present in the house of God this Sunday as we celebrate Mother's Day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today. Perhaps you have picked up a little bit and pieces of it on the news by way of television. Some of you have been, as I have, been shut out of the news media on this subject because it's been blocked by the Truth Commission, or the dystopian truth commission, that, or the Truth Ministry, as Orwell called it in his dystopian novel in 1984. It's been shut out. We're watching that operation take place even today. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what I'm simply calling, because I believe it's this serious, the death of our republic. It's the Supreme Court document leak that I believe is going to be the final blow to the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe from this point forward it would be an impossibility for any citizen in America to place any trust or confidence in the Supreme Court. I believe on top of that we're going to watch Chuck Schumer pull the rabbit out of the hat and cancel the filibuster rule in the Senate. The filibuster rule simply means you've got to have 60 votes to pass something rather than a majority, simple majority of 51. As a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we'll find, I believe, even before the June final decision of the Supreme Court justices on the ruling on the cases they've heard for January and February and March of this year, I believe that we'll find an attempt, yes, an attempt to cancel the filibuster rule and an attempt to nominate another Supreme or more Supreme Court justices for the Supreme Court. I believe we'll find as a result of this, ladies and gentlemen, the excuse will be used, and the real push by the Democratic Socialist Marxist Party, the push to gain funds to try to say to the women in America that if you do not elect a Democrat, that you're going to be back in the back alleys with coat hangers carrying out abortions, and you're going to not have the, how would you say, control over your own body. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. I touched on it just before. By the way, because of a technical issue, we had no news today. That's all right. We had an extra couple of minutes to do the broadcast, so that's okay. But this article says, leaked Supreme Court opinion overruling Roe versus Wade. Time to heed the Constitution returns abortion back to elected officials. And in this article, it says, there are 5 points to realize about this opinion. Number one, we hold, this is the opinion now that's written out, we hold that the Roe versus Wade must be overruled. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, including the one, listen, including the one on which the defenders of Roe versus Wade now chiefly rely. The Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, that provision has been held to guarantee some rights that are not mentioned in the Constitution, but any such right must be deeply rooted in the nation's history and tradition and implicit in the concept of ordered liberty. The right of abortion does not fall into this category, the writer of this draft from the Supreme Court says, until the latter part of the 20th century, such a right was entirely unknown in American law. Indeed, when the 14th Amendment was adopted, 3/4 of the states made abortion a crime at any stage of pregnancy. And then it goes on with the other reasons and the rationale that's spelled out by the Supreme Court justices in that draft that was now has now been released through Politico and is causing such furor on the part of the loose likes, lost lunatics, those that are the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats. I can't call them anything else, ladies and gentlemen, because their goal is to undermine, to eviscerate our Constitution and our Bill of Rights therein, and to absolutely destroy the foundation. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, you made the statement about this stolen document that the Democrats, it could be the end of our republic. Do you think that that is the end, or when the Democrats stole the presidential election? You're dealing with a group that will stop at nothing. This Democrats will even acknowledge and support pedophiles. There's no end to the debauchery they'll do.
You're exactly right. Let me jump in and put this in the midst of this conversation, because you're spot on with what you're saying. There seems to be no conscience. There seems to be no equilibrium on their part. There seems to be no balancing act whatsoever in relationship to truth. But just an example of what you're saying, they'll do anything. It has very rarely hit any part of the news. It has not been in any of the newspapers, not been on any of the front page television news. But one of the major whistleblowers, federal whistleblower, that was giving information to John Durham in the Durham Report about the origin of the so-called Russiagate that caused Trump to be prosecuted and attempt to impeach him. Actual impeachment process took place, but it was not put out of office. But that federal whistleblower, I think he was 37 years old, found dead. That, in my mind, is a good illustration of what you're saying, that the lunatics on the left, the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats that are now in control of the future and the destiny of America, will stop at nothing to gain control, keep control, maintain control in perpetuity. Go ahead with your other statements.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are we at a point that only God's intervention could stop this nation from being destroyed?
I believe you're exactly right. With God's intervention, if I can put a little, footnote on that, God's intervention, in my opinion, will be God's judgment on America for, number one, turning our backs on God, number two, killing the unborn, which is directly in opposition to God's word, thou shalt not kill. I believe that we're on the fast track now for God's judgment to be continually falling on America as a constitutional republic. So, yes, I believe it's God's intervention. Do I believe that God's going to intervene and set us free and make us a free nation again? Do I believe that God's going to intervene and somehow, some way, send a knight in shining armor that's going to deliver us from all of these evils? I don't believe that. I believe we still need to look up, listen, and lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we need to be salt and light. I believe we need to continue to stand for truth. I believe we need to vote for those that are going to stand for truth and honor our Constitution. But I don't have any misguided idea that it's going to change the trajectory of the destruction of America, which I believe is God's judgment on a nation that said no to God.
Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I really appreciate what you do. Keep on keeping on. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much for your call and your input and your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. I'd love to hear from you. You think this is a problem? Do you think this is going to cause any further rift in America? Do you think this is going to help the Democrats or hurt them? I listened to one commentator that said it was going to be a detriment to the Democrats because they're going to now try to do fundraising with this, and they're going to be saying that we're your only savior, that you got to vote for the Democrats. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I find it absolutely fascinating that this event, the news broke on this event the night before the first major Republican primary in America for the fall elections taking place in Ohio. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it was timed. I don't believe anything was happenstance or by mistake. I believe it was timed. I believe it was planned. I believe that the loose likes, lost left Democrats, Socialist, Marxist, Communist Party Democrats see the handwriting on the wall with Joe Biden now at 30% or less in a popularity vote. I believe that they see the handwriting on the wall, that they're going to take a shellacking in the November election, and they're trying to change the trajectory. They're trying to change the direction that this November election will have. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that we'll find that the leaked document by Politico News was by a liberal Democrat law clerk. Most likely, listen to me carefully, and let me remind you, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as Amos says in the little book of Amos, the 7th chapter, the 14th and 15th verse. But I believe that this is going to be the truth of it. I believe that we're going to find that a liberal Democrat law clerk working for Breyer, that's now retired, waiting to leave office after the June renderings of their Supreme Court opinion. I believe that's what we'll find. And by the way, it's almost laughable to me when it was announced on the early morning news on Fox that Chief Justice John Roberts has invited the FBI. The FBI, that's almost a laughable thing. The FBI now has been invited to come and investigate and find out who revealed this and transmitted this information. Now, listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say this. I believe they'll eventually announce who it was. I believe the one that did this, perpetrated this evil, will feel as though he needs to be vindicated because he's saving the world. He's saving America. He's saving the Democratic Party, or she, saving the Democratic Party. And they felt that they must do that. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, even though it might mean losing the law license, it might mean losing the reputation legally, in that standpoint, I believe, as one commentator said on the early morning news, that he or she will be able to publish books and sell books, make millions off of it, and be treated as a hero by the leftist in the Democratic Party. I believe that's where it's headed. But to say the FBI is going to investigate and they're going to basically find who did it and going to probably prosecute, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that they'll eventually find that person, but I don't believe it'll be made public. I may be wrong. I don't believe it may be made public until after the decisions are rendered by the Supreme Court justices on the cases they've already heard. There will be the mindset with the FBI. There will be the mindset with the thugs with badges, as I call them. There will be the mindset that if we reveal what happened and who did it and why it was done, that some way, it will be intervening in the November election. No, the mindset is we're not going to reveal it. We're not going to bring it to the forefront because we're afraid that the Democrats, if the truth is known, the Democrats will lose the election, the midterm election, even more in November than they're planning to be, the plans now to be lost in November already. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another article that says Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, GOP Supreme Court justices lied about abortion. This will give you a little temperature check as to the socialist, Marxist, communist in the Democratic Party and their position. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, colon, GOP Supreme Court justices lied about abortion. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused several Republican-appointed Supreme Court justices of lying to the Senate about their views on Roe versus Wade. The top congressional Democrats issued a sharply worded statement castigating members of the high court after Politico published a shocking leaked document opinion, showing it is poised, that is the court, poised to overrule the landmark 1973 abortion rights ruling. Quote, the Republican-appointed justices reported votes to overturn Roe versus Wade would go down as an abomination. Now, this is Chuck Schumer. Would go down as an abomination, one of the worst and most damaging decisions in modern history, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi said in a joint statement. Further, they've made this statement. Several of these conservative justices who are in no way accountable to the American people have lied. Now, listen, here are two loose, lax, lost liberals, dummies when it comes to anything that's called morals, ethics, and values, laugh at and mock anything that's called truth. Here they are talking about something being an abomination. Ladies and gentlemen, what they do and their lifestyle and living and what they're forcing on the American citizens is an abomination in the nostrils of God, as I understand the scripture. And yet they're talking about what has happened now with their reading of this draft from the Supreme Court. They're accusing the conservative justices of being an abomination, one of the most damaging decisions in modern history. And then several of these conservative justices who are in no way accountable to the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, none of the nine justices are accountable to the citizens of America. That's the danger. That's the reason I find it so despicable when we have some of these justices go on that are sodomites in their moral, ethics, and values lifestyle when they are in 100% lockstep with the murder by way of abortion, and yet they are appointed on the Supreme Court for life, and they are the poison that further destroys the morals, ethics, and the values in the United States of America. And to say they're not accountable is a laughable statement from Chuck Schumer. He said they've lied to the U.S. Senate. They ripped up the Constitution, defiled both precedents and Supreme Court reputation, the two Democrats said. And it goes on to talk about they have destroyed the party of Lincoln and Eisenhower, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we have one of our four sons, Greg, that's on the line with us. Greg, go ahead with your statement and your comments. What do you see? What do you see taking place? Why has it happened? What is the answer to it?
I'm seeing, and I've missed a lot of your monologue and perhaps some dialogue. If we're talking about what's going on in D.C. today and the leak of this potential draft Supreme Court opinion, and the left is going into full-blown meltdown mode, it's amazing that we're not hearing many legal arguments. As you know, Joe Scarborough started off this morning. He went into a full-blown meltdown diatribe over political things. They see, the left sees the U.S. Supreme Court as merely a political body, a political instrument with which to accomplish their goals. And that is nothing new. That is nothing new. If we go all the way back to some of the worst decisions the Supreme Court has ever made, one of them would be the Dred Scott decision, where they said that this slave that had escaped and gone to a free state, he had no rights, according to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1857. He had no rights because he was a black man, and a black man was not a citizen. As a slave, as a former slave, is not a citizen, and had no protections under the Constitution. That was a decision that was a 7-2 decision, 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans. Did you hear me, folks? Did you hear me? And we're facing something just like Dred Scott today. Dred Scott stood for decades before the 13th Amendment was passed, freeing the slaves, and the 14th Amendment giving equal protection under the law to former slaves. We're seeing today, potentially, the undoing of a 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that did not acknowledge the rights of an unborn child. Mm-hmm. Now, it does push this issue back to the states, where some states have already decided that what is more important to them is what they're calling a woman's right to choose. What's more important to them is their right to slaughter unborn babies, their right to continue to squash the rights, to crush the rights, to destroy the rights of citizens not yet born. So I guess if you're in the womb, you have no value. For some, you have no value outside the womb. But in 1857, Democrats had no value on black folks, particularly slaves and former slaves, had no value, and it took a civil war. It took the death of 300,000 North and South. It took the 13th Amendment freeing the slaves and the 14th Amendment giving equal protection before that 7-2 Democrat decision was finally undone. How many more years would they allow us to suffer through the atrocities that we've seen since 1973 and the loss of over a million lives a year? Over a million lives. How many more years would they allow that atrocity to go on? At least, if this decision goes forward the way we presume that it will, the states then can continue to pass laws to protect those lives, those so precious lives that have not yet come into this world by birth.
Greg, you're exactly right. It's called the heartbeat bill. Several states have passed the heartbeat bill. When the heartbeat is heard, it's considered a human being. It's illegal then to perform an abortion. You talked about legal opinion. Alan Dershowitz, which is a professor emeritus at Harvard Law School, made this statement. Alan Dershowitz said, and I quote, "I have a theory, and it's only a theory. I think this was leaked by a liberal law clerk who was trying to change the outcome of the case, either by putting pressure on some of the justices to change their mind or by getting Congress to pack the courts even before June, which is very unlikely, according to Dershowitz, or to get Congress to pass a national right to abortion law, which would apply to all states," end quote. Greg, if they can do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, they could pass a law, and they've already been talking about passing a law to make it a federal law, a federal right under the proper jurisprudence, if you'd call it that, of passing the legislation to make every state fall under the federal law that gives the right of abortion. They'd already started talking about that time Roe versus Wade case was heard back in January, February of this year. So if that is the case, then how do you see, what do you see the outcome being? What do you see the real, outflow of this released document? Will it put more pressure on the Democrats to vote for Democrats? Will it be used for a fundraiser? Will it be used to put pressure on the Supreme Court to change a Supreme Court justice, one of the five that was part of this opinion? What do you feel will be the most primary, the greatest evidence of it being a Democratic strategy to do this?
I think Alan Dershowitz, hit the nail firmly on the head. Now, Alan Dershowitz is a leftist, okay? He's a liberal.
Yes.
And he also is fully in favor of the Roe v. Wade decision. But he does have a brilliant legal mind, and his legal analysis in this case is what's interesting, because he's pointing to the politics being introduced to the Supreme Court. And today, all of the arguments you're hearing, especially from the left, are political arguments. They're not legal arguments. And when it comes to, well, could they Could they do a cram down legislation? Well, they do cram down legislation all the time. They pass laws all the time that force the states to do things, force municipalities to do things. However, that's a clear violation of the 10th Amendment that says the power of not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited to them by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. And that's the kind of legal analysis that I believe Alito in this draft opinion has applied. He's going, this was not the place for the U.S. Supreme Court to interject themselves. This was not the place, according to the Constitution, for us to land a decision. So, you know, the application of the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution is self-described as the supreme law of the land, the application of that is what we're looking for, not all the political garbage that we're seeing. However, if you're a leftist Democrat, again, you see that body as nothing other than your super Democratic body, your super voting body, you know, 9 members that all you need to do is have a 5-4 split and you can dominate. And of course, in that Dred Scott decision, it was a 7-2 decision, 7 Democrats, 2 Republicans that chose, the 7 Democrats chose to say, black people don't have rights. Black people don't. So for any of you out there going, well, this decision stood for 49 years and it ought to just keep on. It's super precedent. That's what they were saying about Dred Scott. That's what they were saying about Plessy v. Ferguson. Do you people not do your homework? Is that what's going on?
Greg, you're exactly right, and I believe that our listeners need to listen up and realize the quagmire that we're in as a nation, the moral ethical decline that we've already been faced with. I'm looking at an article that says the demonic left will stop at nothing, including destroying the Supreme Court, in order to keep killing babies. It goes on to talk about with the preamble to what the article is saying. It says, first, the left is now desperate. They're severely underwater headed into the main midterm elections and something to draft and need to do something to draw out of the Democrats a vote for November. Secondly, with conservative SCOTUS majority and clearly public opinion against the evils of abortion, the left has always faced an uphill battle. And it goes on to talk about it. The public now knows the first time the trio's written intent to strike Roe versus Wade. But before it is published, it's a receipt for harassment, threats, a recipe for harassments and threats and intimidation by the left to swing the vote of the Supreme Court. Third, we know that the iconoclastic left is committed to tearing down the foundations for the family, the church, the monuments of our history, to the very meaning of sex. The Supreme Court is no exception. We know now that they are willing to destroy the Supreme Court and, quote, burn the place down in order to keep killing babies. That's a pretty powerful statement in summary of what is viewed. And, Greg, I believe that we're going to see from this day forward up to the election, I believe we'll see riots and demonstrations in the streets in relationship to the demand for justices to change their mind and to not overturn Roe versus Wade. I believe we're going to watch a push by the socialist Marxist Democrats to raise funds based on the fact that we're going to be your savior and that the women have the right to rule their bodies. Greg, one final question to close the broadcast. If the woman claims the right to have rule over their own bodies and to murder a baby, why isn't it true that we as citizens have the right of our own body and can say no to a killer COVID jab that can destroy our lives or our health? That is the key that I have understood in relationship to this demonstration. Greg, what do you believe is going to be the outflow? How should we respond as Christians and conservatives? Should we be wringing our hands or should we be entering before God, asking God to intervene? We've got about 40 seconds, Greg. I'll let you wrap up the broadcast.
On your first point, the right over one's body, that autonomy, should be preserved and protected. It's the right over another person's body that you don't have. If you're a man, woman, boy, or girl, you don't have a right to take another life, and that's what we're discussing here. But for many generations, we have had individuals that would stand and be counted and articulate very well the real challenge to the world. And Thomas Jefferson, in one of his quotes, and this is an excerpt, he said, "Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever." I would say if this decision goes forward and the states, some decide to be havens for abortion, well, then God can judge you. state, Colorado. God can judge you, California. God can judge you as he did Sodom and Gomorrah. So
absolutely.
I am all
Greg, our time is out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Greg, thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.